Be'ez Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Pesul Mekdashim, the laws that relate to invalidations of the sanctified elements in the Sefer HaBoedah, which in this Perek the Rambam discusses as it relates to when these Pesulim are brought B'Roshah Mizbech onto the Tav Mizbech, which relates directly to the Halacha that although if it was taken up to the Tav Mizbech, even though it's not supposed to, oftentimes it's Layerdu, it's not taken down. The Rambam gets Halacha Alf, Kachim, Kachim, you're on a high level Kachim. Sheshchatim B'Roshah Mizbech, first he discusses the idea about the Tav Mizbech, which is, if let's say it was slaughtered on top of Mizbech, ki'ilu shchatim b'tzafen, it's as if it was slaughtered in the north, which we know that the has to be slaughtered al yerech Mizbech, but tzafen has to be on the northern part of the Azara. The top of the Mizbech has that quality as if it's the northern part. Kishnemet says in the Pasuk in Shemayis, v'zavachta olav, eser l'secha v'shlamecha, you're going to slaughter on it your oilis, which are kachikachim, and your shlamim. Malam, this kachet teaches that kol Mizbech, ro, l'shchitz oil, l'shchitz shlamim, that the whole Mizbech is fit for the slaughtering of oilis and shlamim, which even kachet kachem is valid b'reishah shemizbech atam Mizbech as tzafet. Halacha beis. Now, oilis sheshchata b'reish Mizbech. Let's say you did that. You took a totally burnt sacrifice and you slaughtered on the top of the Mizbech. Or sheshchata l'mato, or even if you slaughtered on the bottom, v'hello oisah l'reish Mizbech, and then you brought up to the top of Mizbech. Yavshir oisah, so you skin it and you dismember it, which is what you do for Ayla, in its place, on top Mizbech. Then you take down the intestines. And you wash them on the bottom, because it's not dignified to do it on top Mizbech, so you don't wash it there. And then you bring those intestines back up to burn it on top Mizbech. And then you take down the hides. And you give it to the Khan. So to regarding carbon shlamim that was slaughtered. It was brought up to the top mizbeach. So you skin it and you dismembered it in its place. You take down the intestines and you wash it in water. Then you go ahead and you bring it back up. Because here the meat is not burnt on mizbeach like oil. You bring down the hide and the meat and give it to the owners. Then you go back and you burn the rest. Now, the question is, why did you take it all down? Eliyav should be not tachbereshem mizbech. Why are you specifically skinned and dismembered on top mizbech? The reason for that is shekolod oil ishem, because whatever is fit for the fires of mizbech, im all the reshem mizbech, it was taken up to that mizbech, even at a time when it's not supposed to be. Lo yedid, you don't take it down. Shlomo says in the pasuk, kol anegeah ba mizbech, yikdash, whatever touches the mizbech becomes sanctified. Now yochel av pishen roi, you would think that becomes sanctified automatically when it touches the mizbech, even if it's not really fit to be on the fires. Tamlum, it says in the pasuk, no here it says in the beyikra, here oila al mikta, it's the oila on its pyre. What does that mean? Ma oila sheyud roi ishem, just like the carbon oil is fit for the fires, I am also like terror. That's what we say. If it was taken up, you don't take it down. Of color or lishim, fill to anything else that's fit, im oli yedid, it was taken up, then you don't take it down. Now, halacha dalad, in contrast, oila shehela chayla lishim zvech. Let's say carbon oil was taken up when it was alive, to the tamazech, then terror, then you take it down. Shadayin ainu ruya, because in that state, no, it's still not fit. It's when it's slaughtered, then it's fit, then it's considered fit. It's just lacking some preparation. So it's only considered that it's fit for the ishim only when it's already slaughtered. Halacha, hey. V'chein koimitz ha-mincha. Shlein eskaj p'klishar. Same thing applies to the fistful of the flower offering, which is supposed to be burnt in the top mizbech, but it wasn't yet sanctified in the service vessel. Or v'chali surah mizbech sh'aloh. If anything that's prohibited for the mizbech was taken up, yeh, do take it down. L'fisha einim b'ru mitchlasim, because from its inception, it was never yet fit to be put on top mizbech, that we say, after the fact, if it's there, you don't take it down. No, you take it down. Halacha vav, and v'chein behem is kadoshim, shenishchut ha-balayla. Same thing applies to if you have a carbon that was slaughtered at nighttime. Yidnishpach damo, the blood was spilled out. Oshiyotzchot zazor, was taken out of the azar. And also was taken up, tell you to take it down, because it's not fit for the ishim, it's not fit for the fires. It has this intrinsic invalidation. Now, halacha zayim, in contrast, of a kadoshim sholonu, but let's say you have a carbon that was left out overnight. Oy, meaning, for example, or shalon hadam, either that the blood was left overnight, or habaso, the meat was left overnight, or imurim, the sacrificial parts were left out overnight, which is a psula of nicer, or bezevach sheyatzachot zazar. Let's say it was a carbon that went out of the zar. Oy she, and here it's specifically the carbon, in contrast to the previous halacha with the blood itself. So that's invalidation of the carbon itself. Here, no, the carbon was taken out of the zar. Oy shenitmo, or became tamei, oy nifsel b'machshav b'zazman, or became invalidated because the way you had a thought regarding it should be, davidu should be done beyond its time, or b'machshav b'zmokim, or with a thought that it should be beyond its location, or b'machshav b'shino, or some other thought regarding changing the designation of what the carbon should be for. Oy shekibla tameim, b'zor kizdamay, or if let's say a kohen that's tamei received it and he sprayed the blood. Oh, hoy b'ruin b'avoid this carbon ababatumah, since, as in this last case, we're explaining, since it's fit in the avoid of the carbon when it comes in the state of tumah, Or another case, let's say the blood was placed out of its location. Let's say it's the higher level kachrim which was slaughtered in the south. Let's say the blood was received in the south. In these cases, even though they're invalid, it was taken up Tamas Bech, it's not going to come down. What's the difference? As Rama says, Allah Ches. Whatever became invalidated after it came into the Azar, or after it was slaughtered and became sanctified, then in its holy state it became invalidated, and then the holy Mezech will receive it and it will not be taken down. Now, however, just like we said, when it was taken up, it's not taken down. So if it was ultimately taken down, you don't take it back up a second time. Because ultimately it is invalid. Only when it's there, you don't take it down. If it was taken down, you don't bring it back up. Now, halacha test, but let's say if the fires of Mizrach already had taken hold of it, then even if these things which are not supposed to be put up, but when they put up, you don't take it down, if it was already the fires take a hold of it and then it was taken down, then actually, then you do bring it up back a second time. When you finish the burning, because once the fires took a hold of it, then it belongs in the Mizrach. Halacha yud. Regarding the festival of the Mincha, where, let's say when they were doing the Kemitza, they had in mind that they could burn it or eat it, the leftovers tomorrow, beyond its time, so it becomes pigul. Now, some of it is on the ground, but some of it, although you're not supposed to, but it was put on the top, and some of it, the fires already took hold of it, actually yalakuloi. Even the part that's on the ground is actually brought up. The reason that is because the whole Kemitza is considered one thing, and since the kemitza is considered part of the lechem of the mizbech already, you even bring up that which was on the bottom. Halach yidalf, ivarim, the limbs, v'chalavim, and the fats, or kamatzim, and the fistfuls, shalon, the b'roshim mizbech, let's say they were left out overnight on the tam mizbech, that's kilon and bazar. So that's the same thing as if it was left out overnight on the in the courtyard itself, and therefore it becomes invalidated with lina. But, so therefore, vim yardu liyalu, since it becomes invalidated, if it was taken down from the tam mizbech, then you're not going to bring it back up. If you didn't take it down, the maktina is malayim, then you're always going to burn it. And the reason for that is not any less than if, let's say, it was left out overnight and then you brought it up, which we said malayadu. So being up at Tamas Bech doesn't really make it better for the psul. It's going to have the same psul. But if you didn't take it down, then it's already up there. So then you're going to burn it. Like if you did bring it up, that you don't take it down. Halachid base. Now, the avim mizbech kemizbech. The airspace of the mizbech has the same halachic status as the mizbech. For all these halachas that we're discussing. Now, vemu kachim kalim, shehelim kodim zrigas dam. Let's say you have the sacrificial parts of kachim kalim, like a shlamim, where you brought up the imurim, kodim zrigas dam, before the blood was supposed to be sprayed. Now, at that point, it's not really supposed to be brought up, because it does not have the halachic status as being fit for the fires yet, until you actually spray the blood. But once it was brought up, you don't take it down. Because again, it became the bread of the mizrach. Because since ultimately, it's ultimately going to be fit for the fires without doing anything to it directly, that's just when you spray the blood. So you're ready to keep it there. Let's say someone separated two guilt offerings for insurance purposes, meaning he's concerned if one of them gets lost, he'll just bring the other one. And actually, he actually went and slaughtered both of them. Now, he went and he brought up the sacrificial parts of one of them, before the blood was even sprayed, which you're not supposed to do yet. And then he sprayed the blood of the second one. And he never ended up spraying the blood of this first one. Actually, those are taken down, because the spraying of the second one doesn't permit the sacrificial parts of the first one. And therefore, it's taken down. Let's say regarding an invalid carbon. And vanasachim absulim, and regarding the invalid wine libations, shalom mizbech be taken up atop mizbeach. So they're actually different. Hazevich liyated, the carbon's not going to be taken down. Kemishvan, like we explained, neshud or leishim, because it's fit for the fires. The carbon, the sacrificial parts, or it's an oila. But vanasachim yiredu, the libations actually are going to come down. And so to bechin the sachim abom of neasim, shenivslu ba'olu. So to let's say you have libations, sometimes they're brought on their own. If they became invalidated and taken up, yiredu, you take it down because they're not fit for the fires. It's only that which is roll the ishim, which im ol liyerdu. Nasachim, which are poured onto the shisin, they don't stay there, they're taken down. Halachat ezbav, oif shemalaki zar va'ala. Let's say you had a bird carbon, which a non-kohen went and did the malika, and it was brought up. So liyerdu, it's not going to be taken down. Why not? Because although malika is actually only kosher with a kohen, but it's kosher with a zar by a bama. So since in some situations in time, when bamas, which are private altars, were kosher, were done by a zar, so therefore here, after the fact, it's also considered that you don't take it down. Now, in contrast, but regarding the festival of the flower offering, that if a non-kohen did the kemitza, which obviously invalid, and was taken up, yated, it does come down, because kemitza is with a klisharis that was never done with a bama. in contrast to Malika, which was done. Therefore, that's more of a leniency by Malika in contrast to that of the Kemitah of the Mincha. As the Ram explains, even though both those are invalidations because done by a Zar, but Zeki learned this Kaddish Klal regarding the Mincha one, it's like it wasn't sanctified at all, and therefore it's going to be Yerid. And the truth is, this halacha that we said is not just specifically for non coins, regarding any psul will have the same halacha. Halacha design. Now, the elu im yalu yeridu, the following cases that if they were taken up, you're going to take them down, is kosher in the dole ishim, like we said, is anything that's not fit for the fires. Are besar kachem kachem, the meat of the kachem kachem, or besar kachem kalam, the meat of kachem kalam, where they're supposed to be eaten by the kohen or by the owners, it's not fit for the fires. So even if you brought it up, you can take it down. So to Meisar Amid, the leftovers of the barley offering, or Shemanachis, leftovers of the regular flour offerings, or Shteyalechem, the two loaves of bread, which are supposed to be eaten by the Kanim, Velechem Aponim, and the 12 showbreads, Vakteris, and the incense, which are not supposed to be on the Adam Mizbeach at all, the Tzemesh Abedosh Kvasim, and the wool on the heads of the lambs, and the Seirish Abizkan Atyashim, and the ears of the beard of the goats, Vatzamis, and the bones, Vagidim, and the tendons, Vakanayim, and the horns, Vatlavayim, and the hooves, Bizmanja Im Chabarim, regarding all those starting from the wool. Till this case, specifically when they're not attached, so when they're attached, they actually consider like, and you actually do sacrifice, but when it's disconnected, it's not supposed to be brought up, and it's not supposed to be put on the fires, therefore, even if it was taken up, you take it down. Now, what is the question is, halacha yedzayin. Koimitz, let's say you have the kemitza. Shemitza shamnoi, where the kemitza is supposed to be burnt on the fires of Mizbeach. Let's say the oil from the kemitza was squeezed out ala etzem on a bone, which we just said before, a bone is it's not supposed to be brought up, it's not put on the fires. But some of the oil dripped onto the bone of the carbon. The yoda, the etzem, and then the bone was taken down. Yachziroi, you actually bring it back. In other words, only the bone went down, and generally you don't bring it back up. But if the oil from the kemitza dripped on it, because of the oil, you can bring it up because it's a situation of doubt. Shemechi brui oil, maybe that which is connected to that which is taken up is considered like those which are taken up. So the kemitza, if it's taken down, you bring it back up. So therefore, the oil that's connected to it is also taken back up. The bone, which on that dripped the oil, is going to come up with it, and therefore you take it back up too. Halacha yitches. Mizbech ha-panimi mekadesh psulin. Now, the inner mizbech, the mizbech hazav, it sanctifies that which is invalid, bein yidurin loy, bein she'in yidurin loy. So although we were differentiating regarding mizbech ha-chitzen, as the Ram is going to say right now, it doesn't sanctify everything to say, oh, it's mekadesh and you don't take it back down. Mizbech ha-panimi sanctifies everything, whether it's fit for it or not. Mizbech ha-chitzen, but the other mizbech, in the mekadesh l'psulin yidurin loy, it only sanctifies that which is the invalidations which are fit for the fires. K'mishman, like we explained, k'tzer how so. So mizbech achitzin sha'ol izvachem shenipsalu. So the adam mizbech that if you put on it, carbons that became invalidated lo yerdu because zvachem are fit for the fires. So even though they're puzzle, you're not going to take it down. But also like ketoyda zara. But let's say you put on it a foreign incense on the adam mizbech. Here you take it down. She'ena ketoyda, and some take out the word zara because it's not really about zara. It's really every ketoyda is zara because no ketoyda is rula mizbech achitzin. You only burn the incense on the inner mizbech, not the adam mizbech. So it's not fit for it at all, and therefore they would be malo yerid. But regarding the inner mizbech, let's say you put a fistful of mincha offering, which is never burned on mizbech azav. Being kosher, being possible, whether the kemitza is a kosher one or a possible one, like yerid, it's not going to come down. Anything similar to that. And now, continuing on this halacha, just like the adam mizbech sanctifies that which is fit for it, so to the ramp, and all other service vessels, it sanctifies that which is intrinsic, which would in general be fit for it. Because it says we're going to the vessels and passing in Shemais, call them the Gim, Mem Yikdash, whatever touched it becomes sanctified. Now, Meshigila Kevish Dabar Holoi, so when this item touches the ramp, if it's something that's in the category that would be fit for it, like here, you don't take it down. Although the item actually is invalid. So let's say it touches to the service vessel, whatever's fit for it, categorically, Miskadish, it becomes sanctified, and you can't redeem it forever. Although it was invalidated, like we explained by the laws, that which is prohibited for the Mizbech, and Perek Vav Halacha Dal. Now, Halacha Yitzes qualifies this Halacha of Kelim being Mekadesh, those which are Pasul. In Kli Halach, however, the vessels for liquids are not Mekadesh as Yavish, do not sanctify dry solid items. But Likli HaYavish Mekadesh as Halach, and neither do dry solid measuring vessels sanctify liquids. Now, when we say that, specifically regarding the measuring tools of liquids and solids that was in the base of Mikdash, we explained the laws of Klei HaMikdash in Perek Al Balachat Hazayin Yudzayin. The reason for that is because these vessels were sanctified and anointed for the purposes of measuring. So liquids are for liquids and solids are for solids. And therefore, it would only sanctify if it was done for the purposes of measuring. But regarding the regular bowls that were used in the Beis HaMikdash, that will sanctify it whether it's liquid or solid, because it wasn't just for measuring. And the service vessels sanctify the blood that's possible to go ahead and bring it to the mizbeach. Now, halacha chaf, kol kli hasharis, all service vessels imikach el b'mikdash. It only, however, sanctifies only in the mikdash itself, but the imikach and not out of the area of the mikdash, and the imikach el medas, meaning it won't sanctify out of the hazara. So, to another qualification, the imikach el medas, it only sanctifies with consciousness, with intentionality, and the imikach el metayichim, it only sanctifies from the interior of the vessel. And the imikash and lishlam, it sanctifies if it's intact. Now, nikfu, if it has a hole, so im oisim emalachtim shoyu oisim and vehim shlemim, if it could still function in the vessel in its original act of service, which it would do when it was intact, then mikashim, then it will still sanctify, vehimalach, but if not, it won't function in that functionality anymore, imikashim is not going to sanctify. Moreover, it also only sanctifies when it's full, meaning when you put in the requisite measure of what it is that it needs for, whether it be in the Saran of Silas or Shnei Asarim Fa'ayil, it only sanctifies when you have the full amount. But regarding the measuring tools, they don't sanctify if it's lacking. Unless your intention is to fill it up. But the main title malos, but your intention is not to fill it up, mikachas lihipos is only going to sanctify it to become invalidated, meaning an invalidation which only takes effect after it was sanctified in the vessel. Like for example, being left out overnight or being taken out of the perimeter, it's going to sanctify it only to now it's susceptible to invalidation of a likrav, but not to sacrifice. That's only when its intention was to fill it up to its full amount. Halacha chavalv. Klei shoris mikachas shlibizman lihipos. A service vessel will sanctify an item that's put inside of it, even not during its time when it's allowed to be sacrificed, but only to invalidate it again. Avalili kerb, but not to be sacrificed. Case of how so? So davish mitzvah sabayim, let's say something where its mitzvah has to be done during the daytime. Shinis kadish b'klichar is balayla, which was sanctified in the service at nighttime. So nifsal, it's going to allow it to be sanctified, that now it's invalidated by being done in the wrong time. You still have to be burnt. Avalili kerb, but it's not going to be sacrificed. Kukain, for example, let's say shekometz mincha balayla. Let's say he took the festival of the mincha at nighttime, and also kumtel klichar, he puts the festival in the service vessel. I use in the service, so it's going to be burnt because of the psul that it has of not being done in this appropriate time, but again, not to be sacrificed. Halacha chav beis, mizbech shenifka. Regarding if the altar got dented, it became blemished. So nifslu kalakadosh b'mshayishem shchutim b'mikdash. So all the kachim that were slaughtered within the Beis HaMikdash, shadayin l'nizik damim, that the blood wasn't sprayed yet, they all become invalidated. Shari incha mizbech, and there's no mizbech because there's no mizbech to spray the blood, which you have and you didn't spray it yet. The Neman says in the pasuk v'zavachta lovis al zechvah shlamecha, that you're going to slaughter on it on the mizbech. Your oil is in shlam klima. What does that mean to say? Tizbach that you slaughtered vu oimi b'tikuni lebogim, and it's standing in its prepared and unblemished state. But if it comes up blemished, then it's considered rejected because right now you can't spray it. And once it's rejected, you can't spray it ever again. Now, halacha chav gimel, avokach mechayim, but let's say you had the karbonis that were still alive, shahisham bazarkish nevkim, that were there in the courtyard when the mizbech became blemished, loinif salir, don't become invalidated. Elikashi bon hamizbech, yikrivu, rather when the mizbech is finally built, then they're sacrificed. And the reason for this is, she'im balichayim nedachim, because the live animals don't become rejected. When it was sacrificed and you have the blood there, so that could become rejected. But if it was still alive, they don't become rejected. Halacha chav dalad, similarly, hikdish behemoth actually nimna mizbech, let's say you sanctified an animal as a carbon before the mizbech was built, kishibana, when it is built, makrivenas, you could sacrifice them, shadichu mi'ikari, because here it was rejected from its inception, because you sanctified it when there was no mizbech, in adicha, that's also not considered as rejection. Not only do we say that the dam becomes invalidated, but so do you not let it eat kachim if amizbech pogim, if the mizbech is dented. Shnemek says in the pasuk, in bayirko, says, v'chalua matzus eitzel mizbech, you're going to eat matzus near the mizbech. What does that mean? That the eating of the kachim has to be, when we say near the mizbech, when you say the mizbech, sounds like when it's intact, now when it's deficient. And b'chadin l'kachim kalam, something applies to the low level kachim, that shein oichel meisam b'yirushalayim, you can't eat, which there, you know, doesn't even have to be near the mizbech, you can't eat it even in Yerushalayim, where you light it kachim kalam, if a mizbech pogam, if the mizbech is deficient, ashebana, until it's built.